Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back. Hope Sammy, let's talk. Today is 16th of December, which means we're on chapter 16 of Jesus' life story. And it begins, the parable of the unjust steward. And before I get into this, just know I suck at reading. It's like a childhood trauma type of thing that I went through. So don't judge. Just try to stick with me and just kind of deal with it. I stutter. I stumble. I have a speech impediment. I ramble on sometimes. It's just part of my really wonky charm that God gave me. Can't help it. But here we go. Chapter 16. The parable of the unjust steward. And he also said to his disciples, There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting goods. So he called him and said to him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be a steward." And the steward said within himself, "What should I do? For my master has taken the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out there to the stewardship, they may receive me to their houses." So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to his first, "How much do I owe you, master?" And he said, 100 measure of oils. So he said to him, "Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, "And how much do I owe you?" And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of the world are more shrewd for the generation than the sons of the light. Plus, the Bible's not the easiest thing to read either. And I say to you, make your friends for yourselves, but unrighteous mammon, that you fail and that they receive you into everlasting habitations. He who is faithful and what is least faithful also is much, and he who is unjust and what is least is unjust also in much, in much, much. Good Lord. Therefore, if you have not been faithful to the unrighteous mammon — I've never heard the word mammon before, so this is new — who will commit to your trust and true riches. And if you have not been faithful in what another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and a mammon. The law of the prophets in the kingdom. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided him. Yeah. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for what he is highly esteemed among men is an abomination to the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressured into doing it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for a little war or a little title of law to fail. However, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery. The rich man and Lazarus. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared, I don't even know, sumptuously every day." Not a clue what that means. "But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who had laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died, yeah, I read that right. And he was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man who also died was carried, and being in the torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus his bosom, in his bosom." Holy moly, I'm so sorry. "Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that your lifetime, or that in your lifetime you received all good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is confronted and comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you are there a great gulf, mixed so that those who want to pass from here, you cannot, nor can those there be from past to us. This is why I have a hard time reading this Bible, because it just, the words are all scrambled up. Then he said, I beg to you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to his place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses, they and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rises from the dead. Chapter 16, y'all. Fun, huh? The Bible's a really hard thing to read. I've even seen pastors on stage reading to the congregation, and they're stumbling and stuttering too, and I'm like, wow, you know, they're reading the Bible. How come they're reading it so poorly? And yeah, this Bible's hard to read. It really is. It's just not in today's language, and although even today's language is hard to speak to, so I guess it's just none of us know how to talk. But anyway, that's chapter 16. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, 3 p.m., YouTube, Spotify, and iHeartRadio for chapter 17. And thank you guys for sticking with me. I know I suck at reading, but you know what? I'm sticking to it. I'm getting better, I think, a little bit. Who knows? Maybe I'm getting worse, but I'm sticking to it. I'm getting it done. So there's that. And if anything, at least you guys have a little bit of entertainment. I don't have to tell you. Either way, thanks for listening. Hope somebody else talk. Love y'all.